Welcome to Up and Nindy with Kokodinsky, a podcast geared toward promoting the up and coming that make up the world's future entertainment industry. Before we get into it, I wanted to let you guys know I just released my debut single, Already Met, by Kokodinsky on all streaming platforms. So go ahead and check that out if you want to. You're currently listening to this episode's artist's latest release, Talk to Me. Go ahead and follow Christian Inman's social media. It's all linked in the description. Let's get into it. Hey guys, it's Coco, and this is the second episode of the podcast. And today we have
Christian Inman. Hi.
Okay, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. So Christian's at Berkeley with me, and he's a third semester.
Yes, third semester.
Yes. And so basically, I just want to start off. How'd you get started with music? How did you decide that you wanted to go to school for it?
Okay, so honestly, it wasn't really a question of if I was going to do music. It was just a matter of how and when, because I honestly have been singing and doing music before, like all my life, even in pre-K. I was like, I'm a person, but I also know I can sing. Like, I've just always known that I can sing. Mm-hmm. And I come from, like, a family, like, of, like, musicians and, like, singers and stuff. Like, my dad sings, too, and his grandma sang. So I come from a little lineage of singers.
Do they all, like, release music, too?
My dad, actually, yeah. He's a gospel artist, and he, like, has music out and stuff. And yeah. So
did you grow up singing in the church,
too? Yeah, I grew up singing in church.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I did. I grew up singing in church and doing musical theater and all that. And so I was always, like, had this, like, love and passion for singing, but I just did it in different areas. And then around ninth grade is when I really started, like, realizing that I could write songs. Like, I had never written songs like that before.
Yeah.
And in ninth grade, I wrote, like, a bunch of stuff, and I was like, whoa, I can write songs. This is crazy. And so after that, I started releasing music and really stepping into, like, just being like focusing on becoming my own artist. And it was honestly a really interesting switch going from musical theater to being my own artist.
Yeah.
Because in musical theater, you're always being someone else. And so it was really interesting trying to not be a character anymore and just like be myself.
Yeah,
you know what I
totally.
Mean? Which was, it was cool to explore.
What was your first like songs written about? Like how did you get into writing, and what did you write on, like piano or guitar or?
So I wrote on piano.
Okay.
I wrote on piano, and a lot of my first songs were like these sad songs about like heartbreak and all this other stuff. But yeah, my first like song though was a song called Change that I wrote for this government and politics project back in like ninth grade. But it ended up doing like a bunch of stuff for me. Like I got to work with like people. It was a song about like protest and legislation and mass incarceration.
Okay.
And it basically opened a lot of doors for me. I got to work with like Liza Koshy and
Wait, so it was a school project?
It was a school project that turned into like this TikTok thing, and then it blew up on TikTok, and then like it had its own life, and I got to like do all the, like I got to like have it like featured on like NBC and stuff. And so it was really cool to like see how a song could like not only just like it could like of course like be music, but like help other people too.
Yeah, yeah.
And just like spread like a really important message out there. So that was like the first time I like, really was like, whoa, like songs can like change people's lives. You know what I mean?
Recently you've been making like the switch from like you did more slower stuff, and now you're kind of going into like a dance, like wait, talk about that, because I love that. That is really fun.
Let's just say like one of the worst things of my entire life happened in like early high school, like freshman, sophomore year.
Okay.
Like right. And it was like really hard, and it stuck with me. I basically had this whole EP about mm-hmm. this situation, and I was planning to put this EP out and stuff, but then once I got to Berkeley, it didn't feel authentic anymore,
because
I in a way I was like subconsciously getting out how I felt through the EP, and I didn't look back, and I didn't once I looked back at like the whole EP, I realized that I basically like from start to finish wrote about the entire relationship.
Oh yeah.
And it was so weird, because that wasn't even my intention, you know.
Yeah.
So once I kind of left that mindset, mm-hmm. I was like, well,
It didn't like resonate. Yeah, it didn't resonate with
me anymore.
That's so, yeah, that's interesting.
And so I was like, huh. And I always heard about artists like writing songs that nobody will ever hear.
Yeah.
And all the songs I had written before, I had planned for them to come out. But that was the first time in my life I was like, oh, that's what they mean. Like,
oh,
these songs aren't for anybody else but myself.
Yeah.
Like these songs, and I might maybe one day put them out, but yeah. That was the first time I felt like that was just for me to have.
So before then, you didn't really have like a vault of songs that you were like, I'm never going to release these.
No. I just was planning to release everything.
Wow. You know? Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is going to come out with this time. This is going to come out then.
Yeah.
And then I was like, whoa, like I don't actually want anyone to hear these. I actually don't want anyone to hear these.
Yeah, that's understandable.
And the person they're about, like, they would know. They would
Were they really specific?
Oh, they're not specific. Okay. But like my whole friend group would be like, ooh, yeah. This is what that was. This is what that was. And but you know, the song I released, I Can Fix You, mm-hmm. that song is kind of like.
Was that going to be on the EP?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was that, but that song is like a summary of like how everything. I felt of everything.
Okay.
Like gotcha. That song is a summary of everything. And so
I'm gonna have to re-listen to that.
it was kind of like a summary of just like
when did you release that?
I released that in 2021.
Okay. 2021. When we got your senior year.
Yeah, my senior year. Yeah, October 22nd, I think.
Okay,
October.
Gotcha.
October
That's
time.
Impressive
yeah.
that you know the date, because I don't remember the dates when I released dates stuff.
Yeah, no. But I released it then, and honestly, I that was what I was planning to do for a long time. So keep going.
Okay.
I got here, and I kind of like stepped into this new, I guess, artistry.
Uh-huh.
I guess.
Yeah.
I'm just like really, I realized how much I love performing and like. Being an artist, like I'm so inspired by like so many people, and so just really stepping into like who am I as like a performer, and then I just dance and pop kind of just
really
happened.
Like
I love it. It's just
you like
it's just
getting
fun.
People to shake some ass.
Yes, like I just love getting people to move on a dance floor. Just like am I turn up? Yes,
I know,
it's really
it feels
fun.
Good. No, for sure. But, okay, did you get any like harsh criticism or anything ever like in your performance life, like? Throughout your life, like, how did you take criticism?
Mm, I love criticism.
Okay, yeah.
Let me say, I love it.
You're the second person who has told me this
really?
In the past week. Yeah,
really?
I asked this question to Zessie, and she said the same thing.
No, here's my philosophy on criticism. Uh-huh. Constructive criticism, though.
Yes.
There's a difference. So there's a difference between bashing somebody and then, like, saying, hey, this part of your thing was really good, but I think you could do this to even elevate it even more.
Yeah, it
rather
helps
than just like
so
a,
much.
It's so good. And I think that's the difference between, like, people who end up growing and people who just stay stagnant is, like, that constant, like, being a sponge almost.
Yeah.
No, literally being a sponge. Just, like, constantly, like, when I step in a room, I will just soak up information and then, like, internalize it. And then you'll see the, like, the fruits of that like internalization.
Yeah.
But I just my dad growing up with him, oh my gosh. I love him so much. Like shout out you dad, shout out you.
Yeah.
But growing up with him, I definitely like am grateful to have had him because he really like sharpened me in my performances. Like for example with like runs and stuff, like he would say don't do them unless they're right.
Oh, because he was a musician too, right.
He was he was a singer too.
Okay.
So he would be like, don't do them unless you know what you're about to do and get them right. So now, like, all my runs and stuff, like,
they're
I make sure they're very intentional.
Gotcha, yeah.
And if I'm going to do it, I'm going to make sure that it's executed.
Because
I just hear that voice in my head, like, don't mess up.
Yeah.
Not a bad way, just in a way of just like, I want the best for you, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
You
got
to have that voice in your head.
Yeah, that's just like, you got this, just don't. Yeah.
So your parents were really like supportive of you like pursuing music.
Oh
and stuff.
Yeah. It would have been so weird. I feel like especially to them, it would because they invested so much time in this music thing. Like
if I didn't, it would have been.
They would have been like, so what's the plan?
That's so funny.
Like,
it's like the opposite of most.
Yeah, families. Exactly.
They're like, ooh, music.
I didn't do anything else other than music. Literally, it was the only thing that stuck with me.
Yeah.
And so I think they realized that. I was going to end up going to music. I was going to end up being an artist.
Yeah.
Like they just understood that. And they like always were very supportive of my artistic endeavors. So when the conversation of like college came, yeah, and they were like, "So like, what's going on?" I was like, "Yo, I'm going to go for music." Like,
yeah,
we see each other, right? We see each other, right? We do this, right? They're like, "Yeah, we know." So where do you want to go?
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, they were always very supportive. Yeah,
that's good. Okay, so what's your favorite part about being a musician? So like you said, performance, right?
My favorite
part, or like being in the sessions or jam sessions, or do you play other instruments?
Yeah, I do. I play. So I play a little bit of piano.
Okay, but you're a voice principal.
Yeah, I'm a voice principal. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm trying to think. Honestly, my favorite part is when we have the song, mm-hmm. and then we're thinking about like I've become such a like a visuals person ever since like shooting music videos and stuff, and like
which shout out to the music video. I love it.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
So starting to like shoot music videos and content for music, that's becoming like, of course the music is important too, but that's becoming like one of my favorite parts of the whole thing, like figuring out how I'm going to present it to the world and like creating this world of, cause I think my favorite artists all have a world behind their music.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. I really think like that's like the best ever.
Yeah.
Figuring out how my world is different from like your world.
Yeah.
And like,
I think that's really important to find something that like sticks out to people.
Yeah.
And it's like fun. Like the world is like run by TikTok right now. Yeah. And like Instagram Reels, like all these social medias, you need like visuals for
exactly.
those.
You need visuals, yeah. and you also just need like, you just have to have clear intentions, you know, because mm-hmm. if your intentions, like whatever your intentions are, they have to be clear to you, because if they're not clear to you, they're not gonna be clear to anybody else.
Yeah,
that's what I've learned. Like if I don't understand what a song is about, and if I have this song and I just don't know like how I want to present it, if I try and present it to somebody, they're also gonna be like, so I mean, what's this, like what's happening?
Yeah,
and they're not gonna understand.
Yeah, I've always like thought about the songs and what they mean to like myself and to other people. And then recently I got asked, like I sat down with someone and they were like, they were helping me with my marketing and they were like, who are you? And I was like, what do you mean? Like, I'm Coco. Like, what do you mean? And she's like, no, like, tell me what is your, like, what do you want people to feel? And or like, why are you doing music? And I was like, I just want to like make like music, make people feel something. And she's like, that's what everyone says. Like, LOL. she's like, you need to go deeper into it.
Yeah.
So it's cool that like you're finding like your way with your songs. And that's like your favorite part is like doing the visuals and finding like that sound and that like style. And yeah, I think it's really cool what you're doing. Like,
I love it. I love it. Like marketing, a lot of people, like a lot of like early artists don't take into account like visuals and like marketing and like how you're gonna promote a song, because you're putting so much work behind this song, like you want it to like reach some people.
Yeah,
so that's what I've just really been focusing on and like loving. I love it.
That's
I
really
love
fun
it. Yeah.
Who shot your music video?
My friend Nettie Milburn.
Nettie, right?
Nettie,
okay,
shot
yes.
the music video.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And oh god, that night was crazy. The music video night was crazy, and I want to get into it, but I'm kind of saving it.
I'm saving it for this.
I'm doing like a little series that you'll see.
Okay,
like people
okay.
will see soon.
Okay, fair.
But where I'm talking.
Wait, when is it coming out?
The series.
Yeah.
Soon. Yeah, I love that I can say that now. Things are coming soon.
Okay, because I won't be releasing this until like October. So if you want to tell.
Soon.
Okay,
soon.
Okay, everybody.
And if it's already out, then
it's out.
Guys, go watch the series.
Wait,
what if
plug
it's not
your
out?
Instagram or something.
Oh, guys, my Instagram is Christian Inman Official, and also the same on TikTok, and then my Twitter. I don't even use Twitter.
You
though.
Use Twitter?
I don't.
Oh, okay.
Like people are always.
I
like, oh,
try
you
to like
I
be
can't
funny
get
on
into it. Yeah. I can't, and I'm just not that kind of person who can just like I love like scheduling posts and like
I can't think of things on the spot.
I can't like just had breakfast, guys. Yeah. Like, girl, I don't care. You just had breakfast. Sorry to anybody who like posts their breakfast every day.
I don't know what to say. Like,
right?
Yeah.
Like, what do I say? Like, oh, guys, I just saw the moon.
Yeah. Who was your first inspiration that made you want to write music? Do you have one in mind?
That made me want to write music? Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I don't even. Wow, that's like such a good question that I really haven't even thought about sometimes. Well, growing up, seeing my dad be an artist was really cool.
Yeah.
Just like having that firsthand experience of seeing him. So he was one of like my first, like, whoa, somebody can do this.
Yeah. Was he like your biggest mentor?
He was one of my mentors. Uh-huh. He was definitely one of them in terms, but like a lot of my mentors, Yeah, he was one of a lot of my mentors. Were in like school and stuff, and even some friends too, just like pushing me to. Because sometimes people, I used to be really shy, and so having people like push me out of my comfort zone and get comfortable in the uncomfortable.
That's so interesting, because I don't think you're shy at LOL, all.
Right? So a lot of people don't think I'm shy, but I used to. I was just shy in terms of like performing. Like I would get off stage and not know what to do.
Yeah, yeah.
And so of course, in like in everyday interactions, I'm like, hey, y'all, what's up? Yeah. But then on stage, I would just like not freeze, but like. I also wasn't comfortable moving on stage.
Okay, yeah.
And so
that's hard.
Yeah, it's hard. Yeah. But then, like, just realizing that, like, it's important and it's imperative. Like, being here, constantly performing all the time, it's been, like, really fun to do that.
What's your favorite, like, moment performing? Or your favorite performance, I guess, in general?
I think my favorite performance of mine, I think it might... So there's two.
Okay.
There's a top two.
Okay.
Oh, but
tell both.
Hold on. When is this interview coming out?
Like probably mid-October.
Mid-October?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
I can always cut something out. I'll send you like the file and let me know what you want me to take out.
No, it's fine.
Okay, go for it.
One of my favorite performances
is he's getting giddy.
Yeah.
Like moving around on the couch.
One of them is when I performed Adore You by Miley Cyrus in the Miley Cyrus Ensemble.
Yes. That I wish I saw that I was out of town.
Oh my gosh. That performance for me was the first time I ever like fully felt like I was my own like artist.
Yeah.
And I walked out on stage and it just felt like I was like.
You needed to be there.
Like, yeah. I felt like present and I felt like. There, and that's like on my Instagram and like one of my favorite like performances I've ever done ever. That one, and then
what was the community with Miley Cyrus? It seemed like so together and like seemed like everyone vibed well.
It definitely was. Yeah. It definitely was a lot of work.
Yeah.
It definitely was a lot of work. But honestly, I love spaces where I'm pushed. Like spaces where I'm like growing constantly. Yeah. I love growth and I love just being able to move forward. And so being in that ensemble was really important for me to just like grow as an artist, even because I use a lot of like Tia Fuller, Professor Tia Fuller. She went on tour with Beyonce, you know, and she
worked with Beyonce.
Yeah, she was in her like all girl band.
Oh
for
my
like
gosh!
For a minute. Yeah, yeah.
I love how all of the for people who don't go to Berklee or don't know what an ensemble is, it's like a class. I mean, this one was outside of school though,
no,
right?
It was still a class.
Oh, it counted as a credit.
Yeah.
And at the end of like the semester is like kind of like the final. It's like the performance. Yeah. Okay. So she worked with Beyonce.
Yeah, she worked with Beyonce.
I love how like all the professors are in the real world. It's
incredible.
Like, it's incredible. Amazing. It's so great to learn.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. And so like working with her, she knows firsthand, like, and also Beyonce is like one of my biggest inspirations.
Yeah.
In terms of, because she is my gold standard. Like, she is the artist. Of course, I have different artists I love. Like, I love SZA for her writing. I love Doja Cat for her performing.
Okay, yeah.
And, like, I love all these different artists for different things. Mm-hmm. But, like, in terms of, like, an artist, Beyonce
my roommate just got home.
Hey,
hi,
Hi.
No, you're fine. We're running over a little bit. We have, like, 10 more minutes. Yeah. But it's chill.
I didn't know this was happening.
No, you're fine. You're eating right now. You're eating. Thank you.
Okay.
But Beyonce is like my gold. Like, I love her so much. Her artistry and just the way she maneuvers in the industry.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Do you have a bad moment performing that sticks with you?
Yes.
Like, okay. What happened?
There was this show. Because usually I'm just going to like get through. But there was this show, talent show I did in sixth grade.
Oh, it like sticks with you.
That one, it was just like the key was too high for me, the song I did. And, you know, I'm always like known for like, I love my voice and like singing has been my thing. So like when I can't do it in a way of excellence, I get like upset.
Really upset at yourself. Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
And so I just did not perform to the way I wanted to. And it was just like Lord have mercy.
Did you get criticism for other from other people, or was it just yourself?
It was just myself.
You're just giving yourself a hard time.
Yeah. Ugh. But I was like, that will never happen again.
Yeah. That's good. Said, yeah, you that
will,
for that.
Like, I was like, I will always make sure that I am like comfortable with the key and I'm comfortable moving on stage.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, preparation is key.
Did you work with a band before Berklee? Like, have you?
No.
Okay.
Not really.
Yeah,
no.
I don't think anyone really has unless you did like, School of Rock.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I know some people who were a part of that, but yeah. So how was that transitioning? Do you have a band right
now?
Yeah,
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. This is crazy to say, no, but yeah, I have a little band, yeah. And but honestly, I love working with people who I'm close with and just like who are good people through and through and just like also freaking crazy talented.
It's great, like, working with these talented people that are just also have, like, the best hearts.
Right.
Like, they're so sweet, and everyone's, like, trying to get everyone to grow.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
Yeah, it's nice to be
so,
around it.
Yeah, I just love working with them and just, like, because, you know, it's my first time having a band, so just cultivating our sound and how we jive and vibe together, it's just, like, the best ever.
Yeah. I totally forgot to ask you this. Who do you work with for your songs? Who produces them?
So I work with a bunch of people, but two producers that I've been working with, well, the producers for Talk to Me are Fulano Labrizzi and David.
Are these Berklee?
Yes, they are.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, they
are. And then what about your vocals? You produce your own?
So yeah, I record my own vocals most times. Yeah, and I do my own like vocal producing and vocal arranging. I recorded with Fulano those vocals. Literally, actually, you know what's so funny? The like first verse and chorus were all recorded like the same day. Yeah.
Oh, you finished like it all in the same
basically
day?
Basically the whole thing in like I went the second verse actually is so funny. The second verse is the second verse and the post chorus actually recorded on separate days.
Okay.
But a lot of the other stuff was just recorded like the first demo is pretty similar to like how everything
the
it's kind of crazy. Yeah, it's crazy.
That's
it's crazy.
Crazy.
But yeah.
Okay, how long did it take to write Talk to Me? Did you do it really fast?
Oh, so quick.
Okay.
But cuz it wasn't just me actually. My friend Kimi Tajuddin wrote the chorus. So like, when I say I love you, that don't mean a thing. Mm-hmm. That was Kimi. That whole thing was Kimi.
Gotcha.
And then I wrote the first verse and the second verse and the post chorus. But yeah, no, Kimi.
What's Talk to Me about?
Talk to Me is literally, it was a spur of the moment thing.
Yeah.
Literally, it was just, it wasn't even about anybody or somebody. It was just a spur of the moment thing. And
it was just the song. You just,
what? We just wrote that song and then it ended up being like a thing.
Who is like your closest friend here that has like influenced your music the most? Take your time, you're good.
Yeah, no, that's a really good question.
Or you can name a few. You worked with Lord.
Yeah.
For 2
a.m.
Which was
Lord.
Your second to last release.
Yep.
Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, 2 a.m. was really fun to do. We actually did that in 3 days.
No way, really?
We recorded that song in 3 days, and because Lord one day, because we were on FaceTime basically every day in the summer, and one day he was like,
clarify that you're not dating
people? Oh, Lord have mercy. Guys, Lord Childs and Christian Inman are not together. Any rumors you hear about them dating, it's just wrong.
Christian got here, and he gets a call, and like Lord's like, I hate you, or something like that.
No, Lord was like, Christian, just so you know, I'm talking about you behind your back. Like, spreading rumors and like accusations against your name. So if you hear them, it's true. Like, I am doing this. I just need people to think we hate each other.
He ended the call, and I was like, why did you say that?
No, because like, Lord of Mercy, it's a whole thing.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
So 2 a.m. was so fun, and it was kind of like a transition into Talk to Me. Like, it felt like I was switching from this like acoustic, acoustic. Like melancholy sound into this like oomph oomph sound, which I'm kind of excited about. But
yeah. Was that transition weird, or
no.
Did it just feel so natural?
It felt like honestly like y'all had no idea that I also did this.
No, that's so true. Because I heard 2 a.m. I was like, okay, like I could get down with this. And then Talk to Me, your latest song, which came out, when did it release?
Like a week and a half ago.
Yeah, a week and a half ago. Like that came out and I was like, okay, this is like his new sound.
Yeah.
Like, I love it.
Like, oh my gosh. And you know what I love? So what I really love, like my sound, like in what y'all will hear like more soon, it's just like So I grew up singing in church, and I grew up singing like these ballads, like all this stuff, and like R&B and stuff. But I'm always like, I go right back to pop. Like pop is where I land every single time. Mm-hmm. But I love the contrast of like my little like fluttery voice and like this like tone over these like really intense like electronic produced beats and like these rock beats. Like,
yeah, I think it's so cool. It's cool how you're like fusing them both together. It like fits you. It's like the it's your niche.
And yeah, I feel like it just makes sense for like what I'm doing. Cause I honestly saw like Doja Cat, for example. Uh-huh. She's one of my like, in terms of like on stage presence and like performances and her arrangements, wow, I'm blown away with her every single time. Yeah. And so just like, you know, seeing how her arrangements and her songs, like the way she transforms them into like onto like live performances, now I'm thinking more about like, how would I perform this song? How would this, because I love I Can Fix You, but I cannot tell people jump, jump, jump till I Can Fix You. That song is so sad. And that song is like, oh my Lord, have mercy. Like people want to like bawl their eyes out.
Yeah.
And so now I'm just like trying to make music that like also like, you know, makes people think and feel, but also makes people feel good and like all these things. So
So do you have anything that you're releasing soon that you want to drop the date on here, or like anything releasing late October, because technically this will release mid October? Mm. Do you have any dates?
Well, if
or like plug this yourself.
Is, yeah. If this is coming out in mid October, then I'm thinking that the Talk to Me dance video just dropped. And the Talk to Me dance video was choreographed by none other than the Aja Pruitt.
Okay.
And is featuring some incredible dancers who are also my friends.
Are they BOCO dancers?
Yeah, they're Boston Conservatory dancers.
That is,
and
that's so fun.
Yeah, it will have like just recently dropped. So check that out on my YouTube channel, Christian Inman.
Christian Inman Official?
Yeah, Christian Inman Official.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you can look at my name and it'll come up.
Yeah.
But
all right, sounds good.
But yeah, that will have just come out, I think.
What's your favorite song that you've written?
Oh, God. I Can Fix You.
Okay.
I Can Fix You is like my lyricism. Like, I don't know what was in the water that night, but I just was going crazy on the pen. But yeah, that's like my favorite song. But like my favorite song to write, but like my favorite song of mine would have to be like, I just love Talk to Me right now so much.
Yeah.
Like Talk to Me is such
I actually listened to it the other day and suddenly my skin cleared up.
Right. Did your waist also drop off?
Yeah. Like,
no waist.
No, seriously. No waist.
No waist. Your skin is clear.
I'm so skinny.
And you're probably like a bazillionaire right now.
Yeah. Yeah. No, actually like $50 just got Venmoed.
I see the notification right now.
No,
you're welcome.
I don't know who sent it to me, but someone
it was the streaming gods. You're welcome.
Spotify just decided to give me $50.
Yep.
Not for my own music.
You're welcome. For streaming Talk to Me. Exactly. You're welcome.
All right, so we're actually like up on time.
Okay.
I don't know if I like hit all the questions that I wanted to, but like I don't know. Wait, plug yourself again. So Christian Inman Official.
Yes, Christian Inman Official. Yeah, for everything.
So I wanted to do a little like popcorn type thing where like I wanted to ask each person that I interview, who should I interview next?
Ooh.
So Zessie asked me to do
Lauren Jean.
Yeah. Yes. And so so I'm doing her on Sunday.
Oh my God.
I'm interviewing her on Sunday.
That's good.
Or someone who you don't know well and you want to hear more about their whole story. Like, is there anyone who's at Berkeley or outside of Berkeley that's in Boston? You could even go like in the film world or in or like photography or anything, because I want this to be like all entertainment.
Yeah. I have a friend Kai who is working on some new music.
Okay.
And his name is Malachi. He's going by Malachi Nasser now.
Okay.
And he's one of my like closest friends ever in the entire world. Like, I love him like a brother. And
he releases music? Or?
Yeah, he releases music. Well, he's about to start releasing music.
Nice.
But he's just, like, I really am just proud of him and seeing all he's doing. And so.
Okay, sounds good. I'll have to connect.
Really cool. Yeah.
I'll reach out to him and see if he's down. Okay, thank you
of
so
course.
Much for coming
thank
in.
You for having me.
All right, everyone, go check out Christian on everything. And, please share and like show off this podcast to people. I want to get this out there. I want people to be able to share their stories and their like artistry and talk about themselves. And okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.